Big Blue Hits Live, presented by Hess. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Open. Coming up later, our fantasy guru, Anita Marks, will be here to join us. 201-939-4513 is our phone number as we get ready for the Giants and Seattle Seahawks coming up on Sunday. Well, Roman, the Giants are officially mathematically eliminated, but they've still got games to play.
Well, and I think a lot of this discussion this week has been about, you know, how do you prepare for those last three games when you're not playing for anything, quote unquote. But as a pro athlete, you're always playing for something. You've got, you know, beast mode and the and Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll coming in town. They're arguably the best team in the league, and you've got to show your best effort against those type of teams.
Well, if the Giants don't have anything to prove, and I think they do, the Seahawks certainly do. They want to get to the Super Bowl in this facility in about a month and a half. Once again, 201-939-4513 is our phone number. Let's take a look at the Adorama news of the day, Roman, and it would be the Giants defense getting some fortification back as Cullen Jenkins, with a sore leg, was able to get back to practice.
Well, I was as excited as anyone. You know, last week they gave up 100 yards to Ryan Matthews. Wasn't a lot of yards per carry, but, you know, 3.6, they still gave up a 100-yard rusher. I think they're going to fix that this week and do a better job against Marshawn Lynch. But again, you need a guy like Cullen Jenkins in the middle of that defensive line. He's been a pivotal part of what the defensive interior tackles have done this season.
I think we would all agree Lynch is a step up from Matthews, no doubt about that. 100%. Let's get a look at the rest of the injury report that the Giants put out today after practice.
Yeah, I mean, look at this injuries. You know, JPP's had his shoulder nagging for a few weeks. I think we're probably a week away from saying, you know, might he be done for the season with his shoulder. Cooper Taylor's been out, Corey Webster's been out, and obviously Cullen Jenkins practiced today, and Terrell Thomas always takes off on Wednesday, so he's going to be back on Sunday as well.
Now, you know, Roman, Jason did say today he believes the shoulder is getting better and actually went on to say, I don't know if I'm going to play on Sunday. I'd certainly say it doesn't look too good. But he also said, if I can play and the doctors will clear me, I will play. I want to help this team win. I don't want to be shut down for the season. Well, time is running short. But I do think it's admirable that he wants to get back on the field.
Well, he's saying the right things in this circumstance. And obviously, you know, a month ago he said he's not 100%. He won't be 100% until next year. Then he gets a pick six against the Cowboys a week or two
later. That'll help you heal.
Yeah, exactly. But I think we all know that this medical decisions on this staff are made by the medical staff, not by the head coach or the player. So if the medical staff says he can go, then he'll go.
All right. The bottom line is the Giants have a game to play on Sunday. No matter who is in the lineup, they've got a tough battle on their hands against the Seattle Seahawks. Now, Victor Cruz is closing in on 1,000 yards. In fact, he's 27 yards short. He's got 71 receptions and 4 touchdowns this year. He and Eli Manning have had a pretty good thing going despite what has been a very tough season.
You know, Victor's done a great job working hard, you know, improving, you know, his game. You know, early on, it was kind of mostly just a slot guy, but now he's, you know, outside and winning those matchups one-on-one on the outside and getting better at that. So he's a guy who comes to work every day and in practice and in games, and has made a lot of plays for us.
It's been great, man, having a guy like Eli on my team and on my side to be able to, from an individual standpoint, believe in what I can do and be able to trust in the fact that I'm going to be where I'm going to be, you know, at times down the field and get me the ball and do some good things. So to be able to achieve an individual goal like that between myself and Eli for these past 3 years has been an amazing feat. But obviously it's about this team and it's about what we do collectively.
Now, Roman, Victor Cruz is on pace to have his third consecutive season of at least 1,000 yards and 80 catches. I think that multi-year deal they signed him to was well worth it.
Well, it's definitely been a good investment. And, you know, you look at these numbers, although these are good numbers and they're top 10, I'm sure, in the NFC for receiver, but, you know, it's 4 touchdowns. It's, you know, 13.7 yards a catch. Now, had he had a couple of more, you know, bigger plays, you know, 50-yard plus, 60-yard plus, that average goes up to about 16 to 18. And Victor Cruz will be the first one to tell you, his numbers go up as the offense does well around him. Hakeem Nicks on the other side, Brandon Myers. I mean, it's really the totality of what his numbers could be at this point in the year. But they are what they are. He's played a healthy year. He's been one of the most reliable guys on offense. He's been Eli Manning's number one target. And that has a lot to be said for the organization making that investment in him financially.
Okay, Roman, I want to flip it to defense for just a second now, because you mentioned Ryan Matthews of San Diego last week. Had 100 yards rushing against the Giants, only the second back to do that this year. D'Angelo Williams of Carolina was the first. And middle linebacker John Beeson said he knows exactly what went wrong.
the runs they did get was on us. You know, whether, you know, it was assignment football, and that's really what it boils down to in terms of stopping a run. You know, do your job and then go play football, meaning then you can go make a play. That's what we hadn't done, you know, the previous 5 or 6 weeks, 7 weeks, was, you know, guys went out and executed. And I think that was the biggest difference in the run game.
The Chargers ran for 144 yards in that game, the second most rushing yards against the Giants this year, and the most that they've given up since John Beeson was acquired from Carolina. Roman, I'm sure they're not happy about that. They'd like to get back on track and stop Lynch this week. Can they do it?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to go back to last week and, you know, what they had to deal with last week in this, you know, this Denver Broncos-style offensive attack. They were defending everything. Was it Woodhead? Was it Gates? Was, okay, here comes Ryan Matthews. So you have to defend about five different things. So they were really, truly in defensive mode. They weren't really in attack mode at stopping the run primarily. So, Matthews had these, he had 100 yards, but he had 29 carries. So a 3.6. It wasn't a 5 yards a carry game. It wasn't that type of game. So I think they will fix those things on Sunday. And you have this big physical offensive line, the Seattle Seahawks, you know, Okon, all those guys in the middle. Solid guys up front. So they will be in attack mode as a primary target to stop the run. I think they'll do much better this Sunday.
Well, we know the Seahawks do have a very strong offense, and that's one of the reasons why Justin Tuck says if the Giants can pull off this upset, it'll be worth something.
It's a huge statement, obviously. Like I said, I think, you know, obviously because we're not in the playoff picture anymore, you got to move to the next goal. And that's, you know, getting back to playing good football and trying to find something to build on heading into the offseason. And what better way than to play, you know, arguably the best team in the NFL and in your place and, you know, hopefully get a win.
You know, Justin Tuck's playing hard. He had 2 sacks last week.
Well, look, he also was the number one leading defensive lineman in tackles, and now he's got the sacks to support the great season that he's having.
Okay, it's 201-939-4513. If you'd like to give us a call, Paul Dottino and Roman open with you. When we come back, we will delve more into the 11-2 Seattle Seahawks. So stick around.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what? We do care.
Yeah, turn everybody. Yeah.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giant. There you go.
Welcome back to Big Blue Hits Live, presented by Hess. 201-939-4513 is our phone number. And Nick from New York, you're first up on the program. Hello.
Hey, guys. Great job, as always.
Thank you.
For me, this is going to be somewhat a repeat of last week. The Giants used to be predicated on being a, you know, ground-and-pound team. But the last couple of years, the success they had was as a passing team. And the Seahawks, as we know, have an absolute dominant secondary. I see this as last week where they're going to fall behind early. You know, Andre Brown's not going to get 20 carries. And despite what the players say the right thing. You know, maybe some guys are playing for their jobs, but subconsciously they know they're out of it. You know, that stupid Super Bowl clock's out of the locker room. And, you know, they're just discouraged, wondering if their head coach is going to be there next year. I just see this being an absolute rout. And, you know, as a Giants fan, it's been a disappointing season, but I think it's time to just cut our losses and not expect too much.
Well, Nick, thanks for the phone call. And, Roman, it seems to me if the Giants are going to be competitive in this game, they've got to be able to run the football. In fact, that's the weakest link of the Seattle Seahawks team. They're right in the middle of the pack of the league, giving up 112 yards a game on the ground.
Well, Paul, let me be honest about something, especially for Nick. Thank you for your phone call. I mean, go back to last year. Remember the Cincinnati game you and I talked about, then the Atlanta game, that Baltimore game, then it became these uncharacteristic Giants defensive performances. And then this year, you know, some of that bleeding didn't really stop. I mean, you get Beasley, you get some of the pieces of the puzzle. You have a JPP that's unhealthy. This isn't the type of team or organization that's going to tank at the end of the season. Oh, this means nothing. And look, players are saying what they feel. They still feel like there's 3 weeks left. They need to go out there and prepare every week to win. That's what you have to do as an NFL football player, because changes will be made in the offseason. And in the mind of a guy in the locker room, you have to say, I want to be a part of the problem and not the solution going into 2014. And beating a team that's arguably the best team in the league in your home place or playing them tough, those are some of the things that are going to be evaluated. And I think that's what these fans should understand. No one just tanks it. I mean, it's too hard to win a game in the National Football League. So
that's for sure.
I just think they need to understand that.
201-939-4513 is our phone number. Now, Roman, let's get a look at this Seattle defense. They are really good. Stats across the board say that they are the complete package.
Yeah, 100%. And you look at those, the numbers, what the numbers show, really behind the numbers, Pete Carroll, he's assembled a great staff, a young, again, that college staff, young players, and they play fearless. They play reckless. They create pressures. They create pressures on the line of scrimmage. They get sacks from all over the field. They have guys that come in that can just get to the quarterback, linebackers that can stuff the run and cover, and they've got an aggressive secondary. I mean, they've got a complete package. And Paul, I'm going to be honest with you, this reminds me of the defense the Giants used to have in their heyday.
I want to mention that secondary because Victor Cruz was talking earlier this week about Richard Sherman, the guy who is the self-proclaimed best cover corner in the league.
I mean, he does a good job of getting his hands on and moving his feet and doing some good things. He's a very cerebral player. He understands routes and route combinations and stuff like that. So it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for us, but obviously it's something that we can rise up to and be able to combat, and it should be a good battle come Sunday.
Now, you know what's interesting? That's 51 passes knocked down by Sherman over the last 3 years. He's got 10 passes defensed this year. We all know about him. 6'3" for corner is really very tall in the National Football League. But between Chancellor, who's back there at safety, who's a very, very, very good player, Thomas, an outstanding player also at safety, you're talking about a secondary that beats people up. In fact, they're also tied for first in the NFL in pass interference penalties. They're going to get nasty.
Well, you mentioned those PIs. They don't let that affect their game. I mean, look at Richard Sherman. I know he's a big loudmouth on the field. He has a lot of sound bites, but this guy went to Stanford. I mean, he's a smart guy. They have a lot of good communication in that secondary, and they know how to play well within the integrity of what they're being asked to do defensively. Again, they're very aggressive. Reminds me of a young, you know, Sam Madison and, you know, some of these kind of corners that were really, they went out there, they talked about it, and they went and backed it up. I mean, there's a lot of leadership in that secondary. So, but I know on the Giants side, I don't think Victor Cruz is going to let guys like that get in his head. So, you know, he's a professional. He does his job.
And he's from Patterson. He's
yeah,
tough.
So he's tough, too. But, again, I think they know the challenge that they're getting coming into this stadium, and you can't just intimidate a guy out of his game. I mean, I don't think Victor Cruz is going to let Richard Sherman get in his head.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, there's also a challenge in stopping the Seahawks defense. Their quarterback, Russell Wilson, in his second season has really been terrific. He's fourth among NFL quarterbacks with about 450 rushing yards, and he's also thrown 23 touchdown passes and less than 10 picks. John Beeson knows it's going to be a challenge.
He makes smart decisions, and I think when he does run, it ends up being a big game because he runs, you know, not that frequently. So, you know, a guy like that, he wants to get out of the pocket because he's shorter, but he throws the ball well, rolling to his right and to his left. They move the pocket well, and he can make all the throws.
You know something? I think it's easier for Wilson to play like he does because he knows if he makes a mistake, the defense is going to back him up.
Well, he's young, and he plays loose and reckless, and he's got that kind of character, that quarterback position that you want. I mean, look, I played with Doug Flutie and Drew Brees and some shorter quarterbacks, and these guys like that, they really know how to maximize the ability that they have. And Russell Wilson, he's probably got one of the stronger arms in the NFL. That's not talked about a lot.
All right, well, besides Wilson, we all know that Marshawn Lynch is also in that Seahawks backfield. He's on his way to his third 1,000-yard season in a row, and Antrell Roll says he's a load to deal with.
He's a tough running back. You know, he's a hard-nosed runner. He runs with great vision. He runs with great power. You know, he can cut off either foot. And more importantly, you know, he's a guy that he's looking for contact. He's looking for contact. And, you know, and Marshawn Lynch has pretty good speed.
Lynch is tied for the National Football League lead with 10 rushing touchdowns. And Roman, what I hear is that, again, it's yards after contact. And if you don't bring him down in a hurry with gang tackling, he'll take it the distance.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch historically is known for having almost more yards per contact, at more than any other back in the NFL. I mean, he's constantly dragging four, five, sometimes six guys hitting him after he finally comes to the ground. And with that zone running scheme, it's not like the Redskins alpha merge. You see this left side, this left run? It's supposed to be an inside between the tackle. He takes it outside, a play that's not designed outside. So a play can go designed to the left, and he cuts it back inside, and he's going to be all over the place. So everyone's going to have to be live, the point of attack and the edges.
All right. Once again, 201-939-4513 to talk to our fantasy guru, Anita Marks, in just a bit. But when we come back, it's time for Roman and Obani to play Fact or Fiction.
Let's do it.
We'll see you then.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Back on Big Blue Hits Live, presented by Hess, Paul Dottino, Roman Oben with you again, 201-939-4513 if you want to talk some fantasy football in just a bit. But it is time for Fact or Fiction, Roman. Let's get right to it. Golden Tate, Seattle wide receiver, will lead all receivers in yards on Sunday.
I'm going to say fiction. I think the primary focus of the Seattle Seahawks attack is to run the ball, create the bounce, then go to play action. I think if the game gets out of hand, the Giants are going to have to throw the ball more just to catch up. I think by nature, the Giants receiver, Victor Cruz, whomever, will have a better game stats-wise than Golden Tate.
Well, you know, I'm actually going to go fact on this one because Golden Tate's very deceptive. He's not the quickest guy in the league, but somehow, someway, he finds a way to get open and then makes plays after the catch. So I'm going to go fact. How about question number two? Justin Tuck will have a sack for the third consecutive game.
Look, Justin Tuck's hot. He's got six sacks in the last 2 weeks, four big ones 2 weeks ago against Washington. I think it's fact he will have another sack on Sunday against Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson likes to get out of the pocket at times. I think Justin Tuck's playing as smart as he's ever played in his pursuit to the quarterback. His second effort is tremendous. I think Justin Tuck gets his seventh sack at least in 3 weeks on Sunday.
Wilson has been sacked 32 times this year, tied for 12th in the National Football League. I'm going to go fact also because I think there's also a chance he might just run into a sack. We all know how he likes to move the pocket. Time for fact or fiction question number three. The Giants will run for more than 100 yards in this game.
I'm going to say fact. I think this defense has been a little bit vulnerable against the run. In two games, they gave up some yards, big yards. On defenses, they're physical on the outside, but on the line of scrimmage, specifically defensive linemen, those guys are pass rushers. So that's going to bode well for Andre Brown and Peyton Hillis now that Brandon Jacobs is on IR. The Giants will definitely have 100 yards on the ground.
Well, Roman, I'm going to go fiction on this one because I got a feeling that Seattle's going to take a lead in this game. The Giants are going to have to play catch-up, and I think they're going to get itchy trying to throw the ball. And as a result, I think they're going to be under 100 yards. Remember, Brandon Jacobs is on injury reserve now. He just had knee surgery yesterday. Zach Miller will have more receiving yards than Brandon Myers.
I'm going to say fiction. Again, it goes back to the Golden Tate argument. The Giants will throw the ball in the fourth quarter. I think Brandon Myers has been a great safety valve for Eli Manning. You know, a couple of weeks, he was 13-15 out of 15 targets. Last week, he had a few catches. I think he's on a roll right now. He's another guy that's out to prove that he wants to be a fixture in this Giants offense, not a one-year guy.
All right, I'm going to go fiction. Again, Brandon Myers, you know, we mentioned what he's been doing lately. He's right. Got a touchdown pass in each of the last three Giants games.
100%.
And so I'm going to go fiction on that one. Let's go to the next question. A Seahawks safety will force a turnover on Sunday. And remember, This team is in the top five in the NFL in takeaways.
Well, I think just by design, whether it's a tip ball or just an interception, you know, Hail Mary, something, I think there will be a turnover forced by a Seattle safety in this game.
Yeah, I think Thomas and Chancellor may be the best pair of safeties in this league. I'm going to go fact also, especially since the Giants, as we all know this year, have had a lot of trouble holding on to the ball. Our final fact or fiction question says Eli Manning will throw for 200 yards on Sunday. And hold on, let me just remind you folks, the forecast says could be 2 to 5 inches of snow over the weekend.
Well, this is still the Giants' offense. They're still going to have to throw the ball deep. And I think because the number you're saying, 200 yards, I think that's a low mark. I think Eli Manning will definitely throw for 200 yards in this game. Again, Hakeem Nicks had 135 last week. Cruz wasn't as hot. I think this arsenal is definitely geared to throw for over 300 yards. I'm going to say 300 yards with a strong fact.
Wow, and I'm going to go fiction. I just think that this Seattle secondary with two Pro Bowlers at safety and then Sherman, who was an all-NFL selection last year, is going to be just too difficult for the Giants to throw the ball against. Even though they're going to try, Roman, I got a feeling they're going to have a hard time, especially if the weather is bad. You got to factor that in.
Well, hopefully some of those pass interference yards that Seattle will get will add to the
passing
yardage.
Oh, see now. See now, that doesn't help Eli. It helps the total passing yardage, yeah. But it won't help Eli.
Yeah, we'll see.
And, you know, we were talking earlier, the Seahawks are the second most penalized team in the NFL. A ton of pass interference penalties, tied for first in the league. They've got a ton of holding penalties, unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. This is a team that can afford to make mistakes because they're so good.
Yeah, and then on offense, you can't get into this pushing and shoving match with the other team. It always happens when they play Dallas. It always happens when they play Washington, the Eagles, that divisional game. They know that this Seattle team is coming in the Giants Stadium to make their statement in the league as far as how good of a team they are. The Seahawks are 5-2 on the road. Giants, unfortunately, 2-5 on the road, what happened last week. But again, I think this team will be up for this game. It's not going to be a blowout. It's not going to be an Atlanta or Baltimore of last year, how they ended up. And I'm really hoping that this is the best defensive performance they've had all year.
Okay, Roman, always great to see you. We'll catch you next time.
My pleasure, Paul, anytime.
All right, our phone number is 201-939-4513. When we come back, our fantasy girl, Anita Marks, will give us some hints on fantasy football. But first, she had a chance to head to the Giants locker room and talk to one of the Giants' offensive stars.
Anita Marks here with wide receiver Hakeem Nicks. And Hakeem, coming off your second best game of the season, what 135 yards, looking to build off of that against Seattle this week.
You know, I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to the challenge. You got some good defensive backs coming in this week. So, you know, looking forward to that challenge. Could be a lot of opportunities outside.
You talk about good defensive backs. Richard Sherman, some say the best shutdown corner in the NFL. Any truth to that?
Yeah, you know, definitely he's a guy that you definitely have to, you know, watch out for. Well, you know, when you're watching on film, he plays relentless, he plays physical. You know, it's going to be some work, but, you know, that's the kind of battles that I like, and I look forward to it.
You use the word physical. A lot of times teams coming off of a loss to the Seattle Seahawks, they're pretty beat up. Just shows you the physicality that they play with. Is this team ready for that challenge, to go into a game knowing that it's going to be a heavyweight bout?
Yeah, I think we know what we're getting into. You know, it's football. You know, it's the number one defense coming in. You know, the number one for a reason. You know, I think we're ready to step to that challenge, you know, gain a little bit of our respect back and, you know, just take it one play at a time, but we got to go out and practice hard this week.
What's the mentality of the team right now? Head coach Tom Coughlin addressed the media earlier this week and said that it is a challenge to play a team that's as good as Seattle, that kind of lifts your team and you like, you. It's a motivator. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's definitely a motivator. It's a great team coming in, and, you know, it's going to be a great battle. And, you know, guys in this locker room look forward to that. You know, we fell short of our goals this year, but you know what? We still got 3 games left, and we're going to compete for those games and come out fired up.
Great. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Well, thanks very much. Hakeem Nicks still has not caught a touchdown pass this season. Maybe he'll get one against the Seahawks on Sunday. I'm not sure. Anita Marks joins us to talk fantasy football. Hi, Anita.
Hi.
201-939-4513 is our phone number. And, you know, we've been talking about fantasy football now all season long, and this is really the culmination of everything, Anita, because you told me you had 10 out of 12 leagues, you were in the playoffs. How'd you do last week? Because now this is round two.
Very fortunate. I actually advanced 10 out of the 12 leagues, so I'll toot my horn one
big
more time.
Time.
Actually, let me toot the horn of wide receiver Josh Gordon as well as Alshon Jeffrey, Both those wide receivers who actually went very late in rounds in the draft have performed extremely well and have helped, I'm sure, me and a lot of other people there advance to the second round of the playoffs.
Do or Die Championship Week will come up in another week. Now, big quarterback news out of Chicago today.
Huge.
What
Huge.
Do you want to break it? Well, Jay Cutler's playing, folks.
There you go.
Guess what? McNown, after that great game the other day, is sitting his fanny on the bench.
Right. I can't believe it either. I mean, Josh McCown has been an absolute stud. Put up about, anywhere between 35 to 48 fantasy football points, depending on your scoring system last week. And he's getting the bench. But I'll tell you what, it's not a great matchup against the Cleveland Browns. They're in Cleveland, and Cleveland has only given up an average of 17 fantasy football points to opposing quarterbacks. And you've got to expect Jay Cutler to be a little rusty. So if you're online right now, racing out there to pick up Jay Cutler, don't do it. I would not start him. I don't think he's a good start this week.
All right, now, another quarterback who's on this injury list is Aaron Rodgers, taking more snaps again today, but they say we won't know till tomorrow if he's going to play. Now, if he does, do you play him?
That's a great question. You can't sit here and tell anyone not to play Aaron Rodgers. He's a guy that you went out and you drafted in the first round, so you've got to play him. But I guess he's going to need a scan. Apparently, they want to make sure that the bone is healing properly on the collarbone so that if he does take another hit, it won't be career-threatening. So we'll see what happens. I don't think he plays, by the way. I just don't think he plays.
Okay, Mike Shanahan, the Redskins coach, has made the move to bench RG3 for Kirk Cousins. So do fantasy owners make the move?
Actually, I'm actually getting a lot of fantasy questions. Should I go out and pick up Kirk Cousins and play him? He's going up against the Atlanta Falcons. They're in Atlanta. Atlanta's giving up an average of 20 fantasy football points to opposing quarterbacks. And word out of Washington is that RG3's lost that locker room. I think it's really going to be curious to see, does this team rally around Kirk Cousins? If they do, I think they very well could put up some really great points. I like Pierre Garçon. He's more of a pocket passer, Kirk Cousins is. If Jordan Reed plays, I like that play as well. Jordan Reed's dealing with a concussion, a big, strong tight end. So I like Kirk Cousins. I think he could be a big sleeper this week.
Okay, 201-939-4513. Now let's go to the running backs. And, you know, you told me all year long that Adrian Peterson was like the most popular number one pick in fantasy football.
No, he was the number one pick in fantasy football.
And now you may not have him.
No, how about that? He's dealing with a foot issue. So, again, this is a decision's going to be made on Friday. He's going up against the Eagles. The Eagles are giving up 19 fantasy football points. So, hopefully, you went out on your waiver wire and you picked up Toby Gerhardt to handcuff. Just in case, if Peterson cannot go, at least you have Gerhardt in a good matchup against the Eagles.
All right, you got a couple other running backs who are big names who people would want to play, but they're hurt.
Yes, Eddie Lacy going up against the Dallas Cowboys, giving up a ton of fantasy football points to opposing running backs. You want to keep your fingers crossed that Eddie Lacy is going to play against the Dallas Cowboys. And then, of course, Reggie Bush dealing with a calf issue. And he's going up against the Ravens, though. Not as good of a matchup as Eddie Lacy has against the Dallas Cowboys. So you want to keep an eye. Eddie Lacy, a big running back one or two this week. Reggie Bush, fingers crossed, a solid flex play if he's active.
You know, earlier in the segment, you mentioned Jeffrey and Gordon, two receivers who are really lighting it up and fun to watch. Boy, if you're a fantasy owner, you really like watching them.
Yeah, and Josh Gordon, this is a big play because if you recall, Josh Gordon, he was suspended for the first 4 weeks, the first four games of the NFL season. So you went out and you drafted him as ADP. That means average draft position, Paulie.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was probably around the 9th or 10th round, and he sat on your bench doing nothing. But this is where he's paying off. He's put up, get this, 5 touchdowns the last 4 games and over 200 yards, 2 of the last 4 games as well. Hopefully, you can ride him to your championship.
Great fantasy stuff. Anita Marks always joins us, and she's always got the winners. Hey, folks, don't remember, Touchdown for Chad's coming up on Sunday. The Giants play the Seahawks. Bring your unwrapped toys, new, to the gates where the U.S. Marines will be standing by outside the stadium to collect them for the holidays. There are a lot of unfortunate kids out there, and they could use your help. For Anita Marks and Roman Oben, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time on Big Blue Hits.